Hello from the newsroom of the Financial Times in London. I'm Suzanne Blimpson. Kraft and Heinz were put together in 2015 by Warren Buffett and Brazilian private equity masterminds 3G Capital in a transaction that valued the combined group at $100 billion. Now the group's shares have crashed and Mr. Buffett has admitted that he overpaid. Katie Martin discusses what went wrong with James Fontanella Khan and Sujit Inder.
It's highly unusual for Mr. Buffett to admit he's made an expensive mistake. They don't call him the Sage of Omaha for nothing. How much has the deal cost his Berkshire Hathaway investment company, Sujit?
Yeah, so there's actually a couple of ways to look at that. So the stock of Kraft Heinz fell by a third on Friday, and that roughly was a $12 billion fall in value. Buffett owns about a quarter of the company, so that quarter of $12 billion was really his market loss. But from his company's accounting perspective, which is also how they look at it, the company, Kraft Heinz, announced a $15 billion impairment charge. And so his portion of that was also recognized. So any way you look at it, it's a multi-billion dollar loss. But more than anything, it's a huge embarrassment. He was very close with 3G, was a big believer in their strategy, and he's got a lot of egg on his face. So this is a big humiliation for him.
What's gone wrong with the food company?
So it's a couple of things. It was really the whole sector that's in trouble. The legacy packaged food companies in America, which would be like Mondelez and Kraft Heinz and Campbell Soup and General Mills, they're all dealing with an environment where American consumers, particularly younger ones, are flocking towards healthier brands away from processed foods. These legacy companies really had strong brands for decades, and these companies really ran on autopilot. So they weren't prepared when consumer tastes changed so quickly. The other thing that's specific to Kraft Heinz is they do have a lot of debt. So any kind of change in operating results are magnified. So the heavy levels of debt, which Kraft Heinz has $30 billion of debt, made everything much worse and much more severe. So that's really what they're dealing with right now.
Yeah, so it does seem unusual for Warren Buffett to have got involved in a company like this at this point, because he normally has a good sense of where companies are in the business cycle, where they are in terms of, you know, global consumer trends. Is this just a failure on the part of Kraft Heinz to keep pace?
Yeah, what's interesting is that when he started investing with these guys 5, 6, 7 years ago, first with Heinz, is that this was probably before the big shift in consumer tastes. And so these big food companies really had very strong, stable businesses. They were relatively recession-proof. The American population kept growing, and so families kept buying cereals and granola bars and big brands. And so it seemed like a relatively safe bet at the time, a big business that wouldn't turn south very quickly. And it seemed like a smart place to put a lot of money to work. It's just that it changed so quickly, and both 3G and Mr. Buffett didn't see this coming. And it happened so fast that they have gotten hurt very badly.
So, James, Mr. Buffett was known to have disagreed with the company's decision to make a hostile bid for Unilever in 2017. How much was this failed bid a factor in the write-down last week?
Well, I don't think the failed deal to buy Unilever is connected with the actual write-down. The write-down is, in fact, linked to the acquisition that Heinz did in 2015 to buy Kraft. But I think the failed deal for Unilever soured, to some extent, the relationship between Mr. Buffett and 3G, his kind of Brazilian partners. Bear in mind, they're not only invested in Kraft Heinz, but they're also together in Burger King, for example, Tim Hortons, and Popeyes, which is a kind of burger chain. And so the question is whether they trust each other as they used to. And things don't seem as good as they used to be simply because there's a sense that Buffett doesn't have the same kind of visibility of the sector as he felt he did back in 2015.
So Mr. Buffett has previously described the co-founder of 3G, Jorge Paulo Leman, as one of the world's most effective businessmen. What's this reputation based on, and is it warranted?
3G and Leman in particular were known over the years for rolling up somewhat kind of mature consumer companies. We mentioned Burger King, but, you know, before that, they rolled up Eisenhower-Busch, the big beer company behind Budweiser. And that kind of gave them a sense, you know, they would come in, cut a ton of costs very aggressively, pile up quite a bit of debt to do the deal, and then roll up the next company. You know, famously, they recently bought SAB Miller, creating a huge beer company. So the same thing that they did in the beer industry, they were hoping to do with packaged food, basically. And until they were private, Heinz was actually doing pretty well. And in many ways, their kind of aggressive cost-cutting method became the standard for the consumer industry. They were often considered to be the best in class. And so naturally, Buffett, who loves buying managements more than companies, that's a kind of classic mantra of his, he decided to side with Lehman and his gang.
So to what extent does what's happened with Kraft Heinz reveal the shortcomings of Mr. Lehman's strategy of cutting costs and carrying high levels of debt?
That's a good question. I mean, there seems to be a somewhat change in philosophy in recent years, in the last year, in fact, over whether cutting costs is good enough. You know, at the end of the day, there's only that much you can cut. And so there's been a pivot throughout the consumer industry to try to invest and to try to be more innovative and coming up with new products. That has been done partly by making smaller acquisitions rather than making multi-billion dollar ones. And to that extent, you know, we spent quite some time with the managers at Kraft Heinz and in particular with 3G Partners over the last couple of months. And they seem to be also kind of admitting that big deals are not really the flavor of the day. And actually, they'll be focusing much more on investing in their brands.
And how serious a situation is this for the company? I mean, what's next for it? Can it survive? Is that a reasonable question to be asking at this point?
Yeah, so on Thursday afternoon when they announced their earnings, there was a bunch of interesting news coming from that. First was, of course, the loss and the goodwill impairment and just the state of the business, but also the fact the company said they were going to slash their dividend by a third and they were going to go into deleveraging mode. So they are very much focused on preserving cash, preserving their credit rating, and trying to turn around the company organically. So it's still a $30 billion company, still very big, still generates a lot of revenue. Certainly it's stagnant and even declining a little bit, but given their moves to save cash, it's definitely going to be around. The issue is that these world-class investors, 3G and Warren Buffett, have invested so much money at a much higher valuation that their investments are way underwater, and it's hard to see the company recovering to the point that these investments even break even anytime soon. So Kraft Heinz will certainly muddle along, but as far as the investments of these two groups and the reputations, that's going to be a long time till they recover.
Both of you, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That was Katie Martin talking to James Fontanella Khan, US Corporate Finance and Deals Editor, and Suji Indat, Lex Columnist. We'll be back with another news feature tomorrow. In the meantime, if you're not already a subscriber and would like to discover more FT content, do take a look at our latest subscription offer at ft.com/offer.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.